Welcome, everyone. Really excited to be here to introduce our first draft pick before he's able to arrive on campus. But Corey Coleman is a guy that we identified very early. Obviously, tremendously productive, dynamic playmaker. We're tremendously excited to have executed our plan coming into the draft and really throughout the offseason. Probably bounced around a little bit more than maybe our fans wanted us to, but we positioned ourselves to pick up what was our top-rated wide receiver, but also position ourselves to pick a couple additional players this weekend. So we're really, really excited to add a dynamic to our offense, dynamic player to our offense. It's something that we haven't had in the past here in recent years. With Corey's speed, tenacity, and ability to turn small plays into long plays, we're really excited to bring him here and make him a Cleveland Brown.
Sasha, what differentiates Coleman from Treadwell, Toxin, and any other?
Yeah, all good receivers, and Andrew can chime in here as well. We felt that Corey coming out early, younger player, still has a lot to develop as a receiver, but brings some dimensions that you just can't develop in terms of his speed, his ability to attack the ball in the air. For a smaller receiver, does not play to his size, plays above his size. We liked all those things about him, but we knew we wanted to add some speed to the offense to make sure that people respected our passing game.
Earlier this week, that you knew who you wanted at eight, you were ready to go. Was this the plan all along, or did your guy at eight fall down and so you went to the plan B?
Not going to talk about kind of what players we had when. We're really pleased to have Corey where we are. We really like the offer that Tennessee came with. We talked to them a bit over the last week or so. And happy to execute that plan and position ourselves to take our number one wide receiver on the board.
Sasha, the fact that you have amassed so many picks over the next few years, or really 3 years, would you say that would accelerate a timetable that your owner Jimmy Haslam has kind of brought forward in the past?
We don't really operate on a timetable here. I think we want to make the best possible decisions, and when we line up on Sunday, see where our team is. Our expectation is to win now. We're not going to go into the fall thinking that we're putting off a losing season. Every year we go in, we expect to win the AFC North. That's our expectation here. I would not say that choosing these players or amassing this draft capital accelerates any timetable we have in the building.
With the 6 picks you have left in the top 100, how predictable is that for you in terms of you have a general plan and this kind of guy is going to be available in those 6 slots?
Yeah, we do feel like, we have a bank of players at each slot. We feel good about the possibility of a player being available to us at each place. Our plan is obviously has to be flexible because you never know what the draft will throw at you. We do feel like we'll add some very good players to our roster.
We know you had Coleman in for a visit. Was he personally worked out by the Browns besides anything visiting him?
We certainly worked him out at his pro day. Right. Saw him live. Obviously, saw him a lot on campus. So we felt very comfortable with his skill set and how it would translate to our offense.
Andrew, what about him off the field? What kind of kid is he? Tell us about his character.
I tell you what, top notch. Really think he'll fit well in the locker room. Great personality. Really sort of lit up the building on his top 30 visit. We're very excited to have him here in Cleveland.
Can you tell us a little about the genesis of the trade? You had said you needed your socks blown off. Was it something that developed as Tunsil fell, or all day long did you kind of know this was a possibility?
We've been in talks with a number of teams that were interested in coming up for, I think there were a handful of players that teams were interested in. Tennessee was the most aggressive. Obviously, they had a lot of draft picks that they could use. We were able to package something that worked for both sides and move forward with it.
Do you see this? I was just looking there. He did some returning stuff, punt kicks. Is he any good at this? Does this fit in?
Yeah, ultimately that's Chris Tabor and Hugh Jackson's call, but that's a dimension that he brings as well, and we like that, having lost Travis in the offseason.
Sorry. You did lose a receiver last year who was fast, who made big plays. How is Coleman different from Travis Benjamin?
I don't think that we'll – sort of discuss, Corey versus Travis, just tell you that, we're excited to add a player who has elite speed, elite separation ability, and great athleticism, has been super productive throughout his college career, and You know, we think he can sort of add that dynamic big play element to our offense.
Baylor produced Griffin and your new receiver. Do those guys have a relationship that you know of?
You know, I don't know. I know Robert stays in touch with a lot of people down at Baylor. I'm not sure if he and Corey personally are in touch.
There was a report that the Browns are among the teams interested in moving up from 32 into the first round. Are you interested in moving up from 32?
We don't anticipate that will be a trade that we would make to get back into the first round.
Tennessee hadn't made the offer to you. Were there other teams interested in that pick? And if you stayed at 8, would it still have been Corey?
I'm not going to talk about who we would have taken, but there were other teams interested in the pick at 8, as I said, a number of them.
Were you thinking if I could, how low can I go, how much can I get, still get the first receiver I want? Was that sort of the...
That was one of the options that we talked about, which is, you know, given where we are at that position, was there an opportunity for us to move back and still pick up a player that we liked? It's rare that you're able to pick up the first wide receiver on your board and acquire the number of additional picks that we had. So we were really pleased with our ability to execute that plan.
I know you said that he plays big, but, you know, if you look at your roster, you know, you do have Andrew Hawkins and Taylor Gabriel, and he was said that he likes the bigger body receivers. Is there any hesitation or discussion about that, just the body type, that you need a bigger guy?
Oh, sure, and Andrew can talk about this a lot, but we do talk about every player and their strengths and weaknesses. And no receiver is going to be perfect. There's a few out there that obviously embody the size, you know, hands, speed, and all those things. But Corey is a guy that we're really confident will be productive in this league, can separate at an elite level. Once you get the ball in his hands, he can make tremendous plays and should put points on the board for the Browns.
Reputation of kind of a wheeler dealer. You cool with that?
I'm okay with it.
Second pick. Are you open to trading that one?
Yeah, I think generally we're open to making the best possible decisions for the Browns and whatever positions us well enough to win. Here, every decision we're making here is in line with our plan, which is designed to win. But we know we have players that we need to add to this roster. If it so happens that we're able to add some picks and still add a player that we like, we will do that. It depends on what's presented to us.
All day to think about that pick. Do you expect to get a lot of offers for that number 32?
Yeah, we've already gotten calls about it.
Did you kind of know that Elliott was going to the Cowboys, or was that a mild surprise? And how did that affect your thinking when it happened?
Yeah, I lost a bet, so I will pause some money.
When it was 15, it's the 15th pick, were you definitely zoned in on the player, or was it the position wide receiver?
Oh, the player. Just to answer this shortly.
Were you offered something for that pick that you turned down?
No, we're always, I mean, the way it works in the first round, there's usually some calls that happen, but we were more interested in taking the player at that point. We were really pleased with where we were sitting.
The last 2 years, but you saw a lot of receivers, great receivers in the previous two drafts. Were you just biting your tongue in a different role, and was this your initiative that we got to catch up to the rest of the league, or is it Q's input that made this finally a receiver your first pick?
No, I think it was purely the best player left on our board. We knew coming into the draft we'd like to address the wide receiver position, but we never are going to step out of, you know, our board, you know, rankings. So.
Is Andrew Biggs all on your team, wide receiver,
you think? No, we don't look at it that way, but it's a place that we really wanted to address, and add some talent and some youth and some speed.
With that said, are you guys done drafting receivers, or is that still something you're looking forward to?
Oh, we won't comment one way or the other. There's some good receivers left in the draft. What falls to us, we'll determine at the time.
We good?
Yeah.
Last one. I'm going to get the sports hernia. Everything's, can you check out that file on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's 100% ready to go. We get him in here next week.
He'll be ready to roll next week.
Last one.